You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
First Date Follow-Up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys. Online at advocateslaw.com.
Allegra is on the phone today for a first date follow-up. She's getting ghosted by a dude named Harold. So in a few minutes, we're going to call him and see if he'll tell us why he's ghosting her and maybe get her another date. But first, Allegra, how long has it been since you heard from him?
Oh, man. It has been about 12 days already.
How many times have you tried to reach out to him in the 12 days?
A few, like, I'm not going crazy, but I've sent a few texts on a few different days, and I haven't heard a response since our first date ended, actually.
Okay, well, let's go back to that. Want to tell us about your date and how it ended?
Yeah, I mean, it was like a typical date. You know, we decided to meet up for drinks, and we were having such a good time that we actually ended up getting dinner, had some good Italian food, then we had more drinks, so it was a good date. Like, it was several hours.
Okay.
That would make me feel like it was a good date.
Yeah.
Right.
No, he definitely liked me. Like, he was really into it.
So how do you know that?
Well, I mean, first of all, you don't stay several hours if you're not feeling someone, you know? And his body language was into me. The conversation was flowing. Like, you know, he sent me a really nice text when he got home at the end of the date. He just hasn't been responsive since then. And that's why I'm like, something's up. Like, it's just not adding up.
So he texted you when he got home. What did he say?
He just said that he had a great time and to have a good night. Like, very typical, you know.
Was there any talk about a second date while you were on that date? Like, oh, that'd be fun for us to try next time, or any kind of subtle hints like that?
We said comments like that multiple times. Like, oh my gosh, you haven't seen that movie? I'll totally go with you again. Like, oh my gosh, that happened. Let's do that together. So we didn't specify like a second date, but we definitely had the vibe of seeing each other again.
And there's nothing that you can think of on the date that happened that could have been awkward?
I mean, nothing was awkward. We are very different. He, you know, he's kind of like a buttoned up dude that's taken life pretty seriously. And I'm kind of the opposite. Like, don't get me wrong, I have my stuff together, but, you know, I'm carefree. I like to have fun. But like, I don't know. I don't really think that was an issue. I feel like he was really into me, and I made it clear that I am very into him. Like, very.
What do you mean by made it clear?
Tell us more.
So obviously, like, I'm physically attracted to him, but I let him know, like, he's my ideal type of guy. Like, it's really hard to find a guy that you're attracted to physically that also has their stuff together. Like, he is making a life for himself. He shared that he kind of grew up in a bad situation, and now he's made a life for himself. And that's like, that checks all my boxes. That's what I'm looking for.
Okay. Yeah. Do you think maybe it was like too much for him?
You know, I don't know. I mean, that's why I need your help. Like, to me, we balance each other perfectly. But, you know, maybe he's feeling a different way. And after he thought about things, he decided I'm not a good fit. But I really think that I am. So I need your help.
Did you tell him that he checks all your boxes?
I didn't say that specifically. But I mean, I did let him know, like, man, this is impressive. Like,
okay.
I'm really digging what he's doing in life.
Hmm.
He also kissed me goodbye, and it wasn't something that I was encouraging. Like, I mean, I wanted to kiss him, but I wasn't going to force that on him. I mean, he pulled me in and did not let me go when we were hugging, and the kiss was excellent. So again, the chemistry fully there.
Was it an open mouth kiss or a closed mouth kiss? That's important to know.
It was like a 10-minute open mouth kiss.
Oh, okay. So that was like make out.
Girl, I would have already showed up at his house after all of this. 12 days? I'll let your tongue in my mouth.
Nina!
All right. Well, we'll try to figure it out for you then. Play a song, come back, and then call him and see if he'll tell us why he's ghosting you and get you another date if you still want one, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right. We'll play a song, come back, and get your first date follow-up next.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Right in the middle of your first date follow-up, if you're just joining us, Allegra is on the phone, and it's been 12 days since she heard from Harold, a guy she went on a date with, and now we're about to call him and see if he'll tell us why he's ghosting her and maybe get her another date. But before we do that, Allegra, why don't you catch everybody up on your situation?
Yeah, so like you said, this guy Harold and I hit it off. We had a great first date. It ended with an amazing kiss, and I really think there's potential for this to be something. However, Harold isn't responding to text messages anymore.
All right, well, you ready for us to call him and see if he'll tell us why he's ghosting you?
100% yes.
All right, here we go.
Harold.
Hey, Harold, how are you? My name's Jubal. I'm calling from a radio show. It's called The Jubal Show. How are you?
Hi, Harold. The whole show's here, too. My name's Nina.
Hi, and I'm Victoria.
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm pretty good. So, did you hear where we're calling from?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
This is so formal.
Yeah.
I know.
Are you at work?
Yes, I am. But I have a moment. I may help you.
We're calling from, it's a radio show called The Jubal Show, and we do a segment on our show that if somebody gets ghosted from a date that they went on, that person can have us email them to get them on the phone and ask why they're getting ghosted. And so we got an email about you from someone who listens to the show.
And who is this?
Her name is Allegra.
Oh, yes. Okay. Yes, I understand.
you would you mind telling us why you're not calling her back? She said it's been 12 days since you guys hung out, and she really
walk up my office for a moment. To be truthful with you, she was a wonderful girl. I had a great time with her. Hit it off. I was attracted to her. I hope she was attracted to me. But in the interim, and in all said and done, honestly, she was too hot. She was absolutely too gorgeous of a woman. And what? I've learned coming up, please hear me out. I've learned as a man coming up the way I have, from poverty to being in that environment, that the good-looking girls are too high maintenance. It's almost like a dream that's too good. You can't, there's no way to sustain that type of relationship with a good looking woman. You need what they call back in my days an uggo.
What?
You don't marry the ones that you like. You marry the ones that like you. It's safer. It's ultimately safer.
I think she liked you.
Yeah, I don't know about that, sir. This sounds a little bit old fashioned. Not even that. Yeah. Just not right.
And honestly, I'm looking for someone who is
an uggo.
To be truthful, to be blunt, it's not as high maintenance. Okay, you know what? I ask you to give you more information, and this is what most men won't tell you. It is an insight into someone's insecurity. I will admit this. But at the same time, I can also address it to the point saying, you know what? I can't sustain that. I like her. She's great. She's absolutely great. If this even makes sense, she checked all the boxes on my side. It was wonderful. But the glaring reality is that she is absolutely gorgeous. Possibly even too gorgeous for me. I'll even go as far as say that.
So this isn't really about the high maintenance so much as that maybe it's a way to protect yourself from her being stolen away by somebody else because she's so hot, or having other people look at her.
That is a great possibility.
Interesting.
That is a great possibility. That concerns me. I'm not going to lie to you.
Okay.
Well, thanks for being honest. I appreciate it.
Certainly. And thank you for your time.
If you can hang on 1 second, Allegra is actually on the phone. She's been listening and wants to talk to you.
I know.
Hello, Allegra. How are you? How have you been?
I mean, I've been sad because I've sent you a few messages and I was over here thinking that I was not pretty enough for you.
Oh.
Come to find out I'm not ugly enough.
Yeah.
If you heard everything, it's no strike against you. It's, as I was man enough to say, it could be in the area of an insecurity upon my part, what I've seen my other friends go through. What hurt me the most is for me to fall in love with you and, you betray or cheat on me. Cause I don't do well with pain. I don't, I build up a wall and I try to operate behind it. And you threaten it. You threaten it. I don't really get emotional. I'm sorry. I know you don't know that part of me, but that's pretty much how I operate. And that's why I would not be able to maintain myself adequately if someone I liked so much and was so beautiful hurt me in that way.
Yeah. Here's the thing though, Harold, like I'm hoping that the beauty you see on the outside is also the beauty you'll see on my inside, because I'm not that girl. I'm not the type of person who thinks looks are so important that I'm going to go run to the next good looking guy that gives me attention, which, by the way, you are so hot. Like, you have to understand, like, for a woman, it's not just your look, it's the whole package, and you got it.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I do.
You know, Harold, you shouldn't stay closed off to stuff just because you want you think an uggo would be better for you.
It doesn't make it safer. I mean, I think it's always scary when you like somebody.
I agree. It's just a little hard, you know, it's a little hard. You've been hurt before, and you've seen a lot of betrayal from your friends and that what's happened to them. It kind of shuts you down a little bit. And you're right. I shouldn't be that way. I shouldn't. Because she's great. You're great, Allegra. You're great. You are, to me.
Well, then, Harold, would you like to go out with Allegra again on another date? We'll pay for it.
Yes.
I will say this, Allegra. I don't need their money, but I will be glad to go on the date with you.
So we don't have to pay for it, but you'll go on another date?
I definitely call them a man. You know, I have to.
Okay.
Keep that image up. Allegra, Allegra.
Well, I would love to go on a date.
Allegra, it was real nice to hear from you.
This has been a ride.
Yeah, I think that if we go on another date, your insecurities are going to go away. Like, I'm here for this.
Well, good. I think I need somebody to be here for that.
Oh, yes, yeah, you do, Harold.
Yeah,
yeah. Don't take something away from yourself because of things that have happened outside of you. You know.
Yes. Yeah. You're right. You're right.
But really, you don't need us to pay for the meal.
<That's> cool. We'll keep his money.
Yeah. I'll put it in writing. Uh-huh. I'll put it in writing as well.
Jubal's first date follow-up.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.